weaponizing of uranium because we don't want to fall back into the claims against the Bush administration that intelligence was misrepresented that led us into the Iraq War. Well, Senator Lindsey Graham said he definitively believes that Iran has the intention of building nuclear weapons. That's evident in their covert uranium enrichment facility that was announced last Friday. He said they're hiding nuclear programs for a purpose. They're trying to develop a nuclear weapon. If they're successful, the Sunni Arab states in a region will want a nuclear weapon. Israel becomes at risk. We're walking down the road to Armageddon, he said, and we have about 18 months to decisively act. China, he said, needs to join with Russia to enforce further sanctions against Iran. Graham said he would consider military action as the last resort when all meaningful sanctions fail. The worst thing that could happen to this country, in my view, is for Iran to get a nuclear weapon, because that changes everything in the Mideast for the worst, he said. Whether President Obama should give General Stanley McChrystal the additional 40,000 troops he has asked for in Afghanistan, he said, yes, I would give the general the resources he needs to gain lost momentum. He said, I hope the president will give him the troops he says he needs. The senator concluded that the situation there is deteriorating, that more combat power is needed to take back the fight to the Taliban. When asked to predict what would be the outcome if President Obama does not give General McChrystal the 40,000 additional troops he requested, Lindsey Graham said, we're going to lose, we'll be driven out. NATO will be seen as a failure, and America will go it alone in the future. Well, in the meantime, America seems to be willing to let Israel go it alone, and that is a very dangerous thing. Benjamin Netanyahu is treading a tight wire politically and militarily there in Israel and around the world. While the U.S. knew of secret Iranian nuclear plant for years, the U.S. knew about it for years, but didn't disclose it. What do you make of it? Where is it heading? Well, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we find that in the latter years, Persia, together with Russia and Sudan and Libya and Gomer and Togarma and many other nations are going to come against Israel, and there's going to be a great shaking in the land of Israel, and God is going to come and plead with those nations. He's going to destroy them with pestilence, rain, hailstones, fire, and brimstone, and five-sixths of their entire army is going to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel. God is going to intervene. Is that Armageddon, or is Armageddon another battle? Many disagree. But the reality is that Persia is in prophecy, and we ought to keep our eyes on Iran. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be, or half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Dottie. And we're going to be talking about heart and body extract and certainly its benefit. And, of course, one of the big problems we have today is the fact that physicians are schooled under the tutelage of the pharmaceutical industry that has a vested interest in not using traditional treatments, but all the latest drugs, very expensive drugs for every illness, and the major motivation is not to help the patient. It is to make a massive profit, and believe me, some of these drugs are ridiculously expensive, and most doctors really have never been taught about the methods of treating heart disease or cancer, many other diseases that have been around for thousands of years, and there's been a great deal of benefit from these various treatments. I mean, digitalis, which is the backbone of treatment of cardiac disease, today started basically from the Chinese medicine. It's actually a product of a flower, and certainly so many of the products, the herbs, are all natural remedies, and so. Basically, our guest this evening, Sharon Harris, has put together a product that she calls it Heart and Body Extract. It's a tonic, which I'm going to let Sharon tell us a little bit about it. Hi, Sharon. Sharon, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm just fine. And, of course, you know, your product, I know, has hawthorn in it. Hawthorn has been used for thousands of years for the heart, hasn't it?
That's right. Hawthorn has been used for thousands of years. Garlic's been used for thousands of years. Cayenne's been used for thousands of years. And yeah, the magic in the herbs is definitely there. I mean, if you can give the body what it needs to heal itself, it does have the ability to do that. And that's where we come from in terms of providing a natural, organic herbal formula that actually gives the body the tools so it can get back into balance again.
And Sydney, you've been marketing this now for how long?
It's actually been around for 8 years now, and those 8 years have really, really flown. 8 years. We've helped tens of thousands of people now over that period of time, and we have clients all over the world. With the power of the Internet, people being able to hear radio interview like we're on right now in Singapore or Thailand or Hong Kong or Japan or India, United Kingdom. People are starting to hear about us one by one, one by one. And it's really been a great joy for me to be able to help people and make a difference. It's been, you know, difficult at times too, of course, because dealing with the public is not always easy, so.
Well, I know.
Sometimes we get like 1 out of 100, or it can be very downright even abusive. So, you know, we deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly, but we still do it because we love to help people.
And, of course, a lot of people, we've heard excellent reports from some of the our regular listeners, people I've known for a long period of time who were really quite incapacitated and took the product and seemed to have improved dramatically, and since we had one of them, Karen, on our program, who I've known probably for 15, 18 years or so, who told me she was really quite incapacitated. None of the conventional treatments seemed to help her at all. She could barely walk out to the mailbox to get her mail, and now, of course, she's just leading a normal life. And hearing stories like that, you begin to realize that there is benefit from things that are not necessarily accepted by the medical profession, but can help people, and we've got to teach everybody about them. We'll be right back. Well, we've got Dottie on the line. Hi, Dottie. How are you doing?
Well, hello there, Doctor. Good to hear your voice again.
Right. Well, it's good to have you with us here again. Anyway, of course, what happened to you, and why did you get started using the product?
Well, in 2000, I had a list of things that happened to me, a heart attack, arrhythmia, where they had to stop my heart and start it over again. Had high blood pressure, 179 over 110 when I entered the hospital. Had diabetes 2. When they read my sugar there, it was 410. I had neuropathy and edema, with, you know, the nasty water weight. And so I had quite a few things that were diagnosed with me as being needing attention. And it took me 4 years to be able to finally hear the voice of Sharon and get some help that made sense. And when I first heard her voice in July of 2004, which was 4 years after my initial condition and the loss of my central vision due to hemorrhages in front of my retinas 6 months after that nasty heart attack. I just was very grateful when I pursued what she was saying, because herbal, nutritional, supplement, well, that made sense, because I know that our foods are stripped of the nutritional value that they should have and they started out with, but because of pesticides and the way everything is grown, that has changed over the years. Well, I know that God designed our bodies to take in His good garden food, that we are charged with the care and the use. And so when I heard her explanation of these herbs together and what they did for her, as well as the host of that show who had gained my respect, I called her and immediately got some product in. And within 48 hours, now this is what happened to me. I don't know what would happen to anybody else. Everybody has their own story, but this is mine. And so within 48 hours, my neuropathy started disappearing. I began to get sleep the second night. Instead of 20 minutes at a time, it was like an hour, and I started losing that water weight. So my body accepted the care of Heart and Body Extract immediately. And in the seventh, eighth, and ninth days, doctor, I started getting improvement in my vision, and actually picked up a magazine that I had not seen before and looked through it. Rather than two black blobs covering my central vision, I had a gray, smoky, marbleized light.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay, I have to tell it.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we have with us Sharon Harris, and talking about Heart and Body Extract, a product that she produces and markets. And then we have Dottie. Certainly, Dottie was attesting to the fact that she had been incapacitated for 4 years after her heart attack, and had suddenly lost a great deal of vision, had all sorts of medical problems. And after 4 years of that, she started on this product, and within a few weeks, she was feeling ever so much better, and so many of her symptoms, and certainly swelling, and the symptoms of peripheral neuritis, and even her lost central vision improved. Although she doesn't have normal vision, it's a lot better than it was. And so certainly Dottie is there to attest to the fact that, as far as she was concerned, this gave really an amazing result. Well, Sharon, you must hear these stories all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We hear these stories all the time. We have testimonials happening on the email, testimonials happening in person, and you know, we can't prove that the product will work for a person. I had the other day a skeptical fellow, a PhD, and he said to me, "Prove to me that Heart and Body Extract will work. How can you prove it?" And I was thinking, well, we have lots of testimonials. I know myself I have results. Some things you just can't prove, you know, like God exists. I know God exists. Can I prove it? Well, gee, I can't, but I know what I know what I know. I know Heart and Body works. But anyway, I don't know why I started talking about that. But
well, did you tell him just to try it and see? And if it doesn't work, don't take it. And if it does work, they'd be very, very grateful. I mean, that's what you do with so many things, you know.
Yeah. I said, you know, we offer money-back guarantee. Try it. If it is not working for you, we'll give you your money back. And then I also asked him, what kind of challenges do you have? If you tell me what your challenges are, I'll tell you if this will help you by my experience. He says, oh, no, this is not about me. This is about proving this product will work. You know, he just was kind of getting into the analytical kind of...
Well, I'll tell you what, I read a lot of scientific papers, and I will tell you that most scientific papers, if the scientists who do them have any ties to the pharmaceutical industry, are frankly fraudulent. In fact, this is one of the things, this is why they insist that every scientific paper you have to talk about your ties to the pharmaceutical industry. There's something called the Cochrane corroborative study on influenza vaccines, and they did a meta-analysis of literally hundreds and hundreds of papers, and they found that if the scientists who did the study on the effectiveness of influenza vaccine had ties to the drug company, they always found that influenza vaccines were great. And if they certainly were independent studies, they objectively said that in most influenza vaccination, there's almost no good. There's a few groups where it is beneficial to a greater or lesser extent, but most people get absolutely no benefit. So this idea of, oh, peer review and scientific studies and double-blind studies, well, of course, basically, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And the tragedy is, in a society where we've turned our back on God, there's no fear of God, we've taken God out of school, everybody, of course, you can't even prove, you can't really believe scientific papers. Certainly, actually, how often do you have to, give money back? People call and say, hey, it didn't do me any good. Do you offer a money-back guarantee? How often do you have to pay the money back?
I'd say 1 out of 250.
Well, that's a pretty good batting average. That's a lot better than... I don't know any pharmaceutical industry, any pharmaceutical product that offers your money back.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Out of that 100 and 250, some of those refunds are due to, ooh, I don't like the taste. Ooh, I don't like garlic. Ooh, my doctor said he doesn't want me on this product. Those are often the reasons why.
Well, you know, the taste of the product really sort of grows on you. I'll have to admit, when I first got started, I thought I just don't know if I want to do this. And after a while, you sort of look forward to it. And
right.
We do take it every morning after I complete my first radio program at about 8 o'clock. So, well, basically, you know, Dottie, as far as you're concerned, do you know other people who use the product? I know, Sydney, I think that's your voice on one of the testimonial advertisements, isn't it?
Yes, I know quite a few people who use it, and certainly everywhere for their benefit. I have a dear friend in Houston that uses it for angina, and he said he won't be without it, that he wants to buy it by the gallon. And my son uses it. He has constricted circulatory system due to too much smoking, and so that opens up his circulatory system, and that is very successful in giving that a more healthy state for him. And it's just over and over. I have a friend who's wheelchair bound in Spokane, Washington, and she just told me today that for the last 2 or 3 months, and she's been on it about 8 months, I think, now, Sharon, and, mm-hmm. and she said that her feet have been almost without pain, which has been, a real blessing to her.
Was she a peripheral neuritis? Did she have peripheral neuritis? Was that the basis of her pain, do you know?
She's diabetic also. So
sure, well, that's the most diabetics have peripheral neuritis. That's why they get pain in their feet. Well, look, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Sharon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to ask Sharon anything about the product and how it works or why it works or how it came about, but go ahead, Dottie. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. You were talking about your friend up in, was she in Spokane?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and so I was very glad to hear that because she has so much pain that it has helped her. She called it neuropathy, so I'll continue to address it that way. But it's just over and over that people are being helped by the product. And in conjunction, Doctor, with the heart and body extract, I used another product, the stabilizer, to help stabilize my diabetes and when I first started taking heart and body extract. And so there are other products that address many of the conditions that people have that you can use in conjunction with heart and body extract. But that formula itself is a miracle in a bottle.
Well,
I know that.
Sharon, are there any contraindications? Are there any products you shouldn't use with heart and body extract that you know of?
Well, that's a really good question. Many of the clients that call us, they're on multiple different medications, a medication for cholesterol, a medication for regulating heart rate, a medication for blood pressure, etc. So it's not unusual that people are on medications, and sometimes they're on quite a few, you know, 10, 15, or even 20 kind of thing. And so it's very fortunate that we have a formula that's very safe. The herbs that we chose were thought of in advance to make sure that there be no negative contraindications or negative side effects with any substance, including drugs. So we're very careful about that. For example, we did not choose white willow bark. We did not choose ginkgo biloba. Those two herbs could have some negative side effects with certain drugs. But with our particular formula, the herbs that we chose, very safe, no problems at all. We do ask people to take our formula an hour before any drugs, just so the formula will work as best as possible for the best results. So an hour before any drugs. And as the body's healing itself, as the person's condition is improving, we would want them to work with their doctor to gradually wean oneself gently, slowly off of the drugs.
And, of course, basically what you do is you take an eyedropper full, and I happen to put it in a spoon. My son just takes the eyedropper, puts it under his tongue, and the whole idea is you put it under the tongue where it's readily absorbed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Your mouth has a lot of blood vessels. It's very rich in blood vessels, and by putting it underneath the tongue, it goes directly into the bloodstream, and it starts to work pretty well immediately. So the absorption is excellent, and the assimilation is excellent. And the fact that it's going through the 70,000 miles of blood vessels through the veins and the arteries and the capillaries and the venules is going through every part of your body from the head to toes. This is why people are getting results with, oh, I can hear better. Oh, I can see better. Oh, my memory is improving. Oh, my feet pain is going away. All these different things that people are noticing is because the circulation affects everywhere in the whole body.
Well, now, why don't you tell our listeners exactly what is in the product? I know there's hawthorn, I know there's garlic, I know there's cayenne pepper, but what else is there?
Okay, well, what it has in it is garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It's a liquid formula. Liquids are very important to have the best assimilation. The product is also organic and wild-crafted. Wild-crafted meaning growing in the wild. The proportion of the formula is very important, and the synergy is very important. The herbalist is very important, too. Greg has about 30 years of experience. He's very intuitive. He's very intelligent. And he's very, very talented at what he does. So we love Greg, what he's done. I can't tell you how many people he's helped.
Now, of course, Greg is the herbalist.
So
put together the product. Well,
yeah.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. Sharon will be and Dottie will be here to the half hour, and then we'll do open lines the second half hour. But if you would like to ask some questions, and I'm sure some people out there probably are wondering, you know, a little bit about the background, and certainly been around for about 8 years, and I've talked to people who certainly told me that they felt better, and certainly. The only way you'll ever know is to try it, and if you're having problems and the other things you're doing aren't working, well, anyway, what's the telephone number? We'll get it in just a moment here. Well, Sharon, why don't you get the telephone number out?
Sure, okay. The phone number is 866-295-5.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver.
Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
To give your telephone number and your website one more time.
Sure, okay. The phone number is 866-295-5305. I'll say it again, 866-295-5305. And then the website is heartandbody.com. We have met a lot of very nice clients through Dr. Stan, and thank you, Dr. Stan, and it's been win-win for everybody.
Well, Cindy, I've been taking it now. I guess you've been with us about 4 months, and I've been taking it for 4 months, and I'm certainly pleased with it. Anyway, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question, that 464 number, of course, here in the Central Coast of California. Now, basically, do you recommend this as a preventative? Certainly, should people be taking it, or should they take it if they have specific type of symptoms or heart disease? What are your recommendations?
Well, given the state of the food supply that we have now, and that kind of goes back to my story a little bit, I was 45 going on 46, and I thought that I had good eating habits. I thought I was eating lots of fresh vegetables and fruits and, and exercising, walking and swimming and drinking filtered water. I was doing everything that I thought that was good for me. And in spite of my best efforts, I wasn't getting enough nutrition, and I was going downhill pretty quick with high blood pressure and congestive heart failure and irregular heartbeat. So what happens is when people don't get enough of what they need, their body starts falling apart. It's kind of like a car. If we don't look after the car and give it regular maintenance, it'll break down. So by 35 years old or so, the self-cleansing mechanisms and the regeneration mechanisms of the body are starting to go down. And when we get older, we need more nutrition, not more calories, but more nutrition. So I would say that prevention is very important, and preventing future problems is a wonderful thing to be able to do, because sometimes, unfortunately, people don't have an opportunity to have that second chance. And so when I hear clients say to me, oh, I have some chest pain, I've got these pains, I say, you know what? That's actually a blessing in a way, because you have an opportunity to help yourself. It's not like you had a heart attack and you're no longer living. You have a chance to do something to prevent more problems. So, yeah, prevention is great. We hear a lot of our clients, though, with full-fledged problems, but I say, very smart person that thinks prevention. Very smart.
Okay, Johnny, do you have any other thoughts here?
Well, I know that with our fast foods that our youth of the country are exposed to, and that is not fully nutritional. In fact, it's a negative. We need to really begin to educate our people, our youth, so that they can start the prevention and be conscious of the nutrition that they must intake, as well as go ahead and take Heart and Body as a preventative, and so that they can get healthy and stay healthy. It's just like putting the good oil into the car, as Sharon was saying. So we need to take responsibility for ourselves and be sure that we put in the right things. And Heart and Body is something that you should, that really everybody should include in their maintenance program.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we've heard some excellent, actually, stories from people, and these weren't solicited stories at all. These were spontaneous stories, and not gratifying to me to find out that we're carrying a product. And we actually have a lot of opportunities to carry products, and we don't necessarily carry them unless we really believe that they can be beneficial. But the basic components here, and the idea of the garlic, which certainly we know is beneficial, we know hawthorn has been used for thousands of years for the heart, and these are things that really are never ordinarily prescribed today, and yet, of course, they were prescribed in bygone days. Well, once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to call, Sharon, 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. And once again, that website?
HeartAndBody.com. HeartAndBody.com.
HeartAndBody.com. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Dottie, thank you so much for being with us. And
my pleasure.
Look forward to talking to you again here in the not-too-distant future. Our guest has been Sharon Harris and Dottie talking about Heart and Body Extract, something that Sharon's put together in markets, but certainly got an awful lot of people using it, an awful lot of healthy people and happy people. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
From the mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and because he's going to be open lines the rest of the hour, we've got Kent calling from West Virginia again. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
We had to sort of cut you off a little this afternoon. We were really overwhelmed by the number of calls, but go right ahead.
Yeah. I heard you talking earlier this evening with Joyce talking about the events up in Montana.
Yeah, that is a little scary.
Well, I think there's a logical explanation to that. I think that's related to the Serbian war back in the 90s.
Right.
And there was a guy named Ratko Mladic who was one of the leaders over there, and he's in hiding, and the Serbian government wants to join the EU and NATO, and they won't let them join because they accuse them of hiding this guy Mladic and some of his men, and they've been pressuring him to find him if they're not hiding him, or if they find him, cough him up. And my suspicion is that there's been a deal made that they'll surrender these people. And, of course, there was a guy named Milosevic who was captured several years ago, and he was actually on trial in The Hague, and he died mysteriously. They said it was heart failure, heart attack or something, and then, of course, his family and the supporters said he was poisoned. So there actually may be a deal has been made to surrender these people, and well, they just happen to have a prison up there in Montana where they can put them, you know, and that would account for all these. Joyce says that the all the vehicles, you know, are Mercedes, and they have Serbian insignia on them, and that would, I think, would account for that.
Well, you may be right. We're just going to have to wait and see. The story will become very obvious here one of these days. Our friend William Grigg is going up to evaluate it, so we'll let you know next week when I get back. Hang on there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to have open lines this next half hour. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, I'm going to be gone the rest of this week. I have a meeting back in Washington, D.C. I'm going to attend Barbara Lowe Fisher's vaccine meeting. I'm not going to be speaking, but a lot of my friends are. It's certainly a wonderful opportunity. They're going to have over 600 people at the meeting. Great list of speakers and jam full. Two and a half day meeting, so I'm looking forward to it. But mainly I want to learn more about vaccinations so I can come and explain all the intricacies of the immune system and really, of course, give you the information you need to know so you can talk intelligently about vaccination, because believe me, our enemies are putting out all sorts of books and disinformation, and the experts out there that are trying to say things that are just so ridiculous that if you were to tell any doctor, he would simply laugh at you. You've got to know how to discuss vaccines and why they are dangerous to the health of our society and why they have destroyed the minds of so many children. You've got to be able to have the facts. So we're going to put together, that's going to be talking on October 25th when we have our all-day conference here in the Central Coast of California. Well, is there anything else you wanted to say, Kent? Kent was talking about what's going on up there in Montana. It's his belief that this probably has something to do with Serbia, the fact that there were some Serbian war criminals, and they may be being turned over to our government in return for recognition of Serbia and perhaps more in the way of foreign aid. And although I'm not certain how a country that has to borrow $5 billion a day can continue massive foreign aid throughout the entire world. We're giving over $5 billion a month to other nations while we're having to borrow $5 billion every single day just to pay our bills. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Kent?
No, I think we'll just have to wait and see, but I think that's probably what's behind us.
Okay, fine. Well, you may be right. We'll find out. Just keep tuned, and we'll try to get the answers for you. And we'll certainly have them a week from Friday when I get back, when we have William Grigg on. He's going up there tomorrow, the next day. He lives in Idaho, not that far from Montana. So he'll be on the cutting edge of what's going on. He's a very astute observer. Thanks very much for calling. God bless. And let's go to John in Texas. But before we do, Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly there's a lot of question about Afghanistan. And General McChrystal has asked for an additional 40,000 troops. We have 60,000 troops already. What nobody tells you is we probably have 80,000 private contractors there that are doing, well, they're mercenary, and what they're doing, I don't know, but they think they're stirring up trouble. Maybe, who knows, maybe some of them wearing turbans and going around and shooting at the Americans. I will tell you that this whole war is as phony as a $3 bill. The idea that we have to stay in Afghanistan until we win, we've got to stay there until Al-Qaeda, has been curbed and we don't have to worry about it, is ridiculous. The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and the Pakistani intelligence, and the Saudis financed the Al-Qaeda, and they financed the Taliban, and we kept them in power, and then we turned around and decided we wanted a war. We had to have an enemy. Now, of course, we say, oh, terrible Al-Qaeda, we've got to stay there in Afghanistan until they're crushed so that they will not have a base to attack America. And that is so ridiculous. What you have to understand is Al-Qaeda is shifting its base of operation from Afghanistan into Pakistan and more recently into Yemen. And they have actually established centers in Yemen. They've been welcomed there by the Yemenis government. Are we going to go to war with Yemen as well? And, of course, the funding for Al-Qaeda has always come from Saudi Arabia. And since 15 of the 19 hijackers that supposedly attacked America came from Saudi Arabia, why don't we go to war with Saudi Arabia? And since the ISI in Pakistan has been funding the terrorists all along, why don't we go to war with Pakistan as well? And since the people who are funding the Pakistani government is funding Al-Qaeda and Taliban are at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, maybe we ought to go to war with the CIA. Where does it all stop? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to simply bankrupt it, and that's exactly what we are doing today. It's costing about $5 billion a month for the wars over there, and that's just about the amount that we're having to borrow every single month. We have to borrow the money to maintain this senseless war that was created unnecessarily, is being fought unnecessarily. We have brave young men, patriotic young men over there, fighting and losing their lives because there are people in the highest levels of our government who hate the American military. And those of you who have never read the book, The Final Days by Woodward Bernstein, there you'll find Henry Kissinger being quoted as saying, the military are stupid, dumb animals to be used for public policy purposes. Somewhere about page 96, if you want the exact page, it's quoted in my syllabus, The Iraq, The Untold Story. But that's what they really think of them. Stupid, dumb animals. They send our boys over to be slaughtered. They use them for experiments with the vaccines. Stupid, dumb animals. Well, let me tell you, they're patriotic young men, and I weep for them, and you should too. Let's go to John here, and then again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. John, do you have a question or comment?
I kind of have two things to say. One's a local thing, but what you were just talking about, the military, before Obama was elected, he went to Afghanistan. And someone had called in, I don't know if it was your show or Alex's show, but they said that all these military people kind of, were at attention and, they were excited that he came over there, and basically he didn't look at none of them. Kind of like they weren't anything. So it's kind of like what you were just saying. They have no respect, but the vaccine or the flu thing, probably about 50 miles northeast of where I'm at, it's called Newton, Texas. They actually closed the high school down here, I guess, a day or two ago. And they said that one out of every five kids or four kids you know, didn't show up for school because I guess supposedly they had the flu.
Well, we are in the middle of the peak of the epidemic. The epidemic is peaking out now. It's going to have peaked out before the vaccine is available. They're going to have 225 million doses of a vaccine that is not needed because by the time it's available, why, of course, most Americans will have had the disease and have permanent immunity to it. And it's a very mild disease. Very few people have died. Suddenly you get some aches and pain, but most of the people who have the disease don't even know they've had the disease. And this is the greatest fraud of all time. And my concern is not about the people getting the flu. My concern is about what may be in these vaccines. And I know they'll be harmful to our children because they've recommended, knowing full well the toxicity of mercury, which is specifically toxic to the brain, they've recommended giving this to children from 6 months of age to 10 to 9 years of age, not one but two shots of the H1N1 vaccine and two shots of the seasonal flu vaccine. That's four shots of mercury, and they know it's going to harm them. They want to give it certainly to our pregnant women. There's not one of the vaccine manufacturers who will tell you that there's any studies that show it's safe. And you know how the CDC justifies it? They say there are no studies that show it isn't safe. But that's because they haven't done any studies. You know, they haven't done any studies to show it whether it's safe or not, so they say there's no studies that show it isn't safe, and they're going to do immeasurable damage to those unborn children.
Well,
anyway, we're going to have to run. Did you have one last thing to say before we let you go?
Well, this town is probably the smallest town. It might be doing good to have 10,000 people.
Right. Well,
and they said they've closed the school down, sanitized it, and all that, you know.
Well,
haven't even come up with a swine flu vaccination yet.
Of course not. The epidemic is peaking out. It will be peaked out by the middle of October when the vaccine becomes available. At that point, it won't be necessary. Most people will be immune to the disease. But do you think they're going to tell the public that? Anybody who wants to see the CDC surveillance charts, go to your search engine and type in CDC H1N1 surveillance, and you'll find that almost every state is at the maximum level of the disease, and the epidemic's almost over. Hey, thanks very much for calling, John. And let's go to Susan, who's calling from the Freedom Forum. Hi, Susan. You want to announce your next program?
Yes, thanks, Dr. Stan. We're showing In Lies We Trust, which is by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and that'll be Wednesday, 7 p.m., October 14th. That's next Wednesday coming up.
And no, tell them where they can go to the meeting.
It'll be at the Quaker Friends Meeting House at 225 Rooney Street near the Morrissey Boulevard exit off of Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. And you can find our events posted up on the web if you just search Santa Cruz Freedom Forum. And Dr. Leonard Horowitz is going to get into Hollywood, the CIA, and bioterrorism, and the politics of modern medicine, and the military, medical, pharmaceutical, petrochemical industry.
Well, that has a lot of great information. Thanks very much for
Thank
Susan.
You,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Mark calling from Phoenix, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Suddenly we were talking about the swine flu just a moment ago. The study that was used to justify saying this vaccine for H1N1 virus for swine flu is safe and effective was an Australian study. So basically what they did is they studied the effectiveness of an adjuvanted vaccine. That's one with an oil added, a squalene product added. It's called MF59. And they found that in the men who actually took this, they got a good antibody response. And so they said, we'll see how effective the vaccine is, and we should release it. And they released all the vaccines, except that's not the vaccine that's going to be used in the United States. The vaccine we're going to use here is a non-adjuvanted vaccine. So how could they use one vaccine to say it's safe and effective when they're going to use an entirely different vaccine in the United States? Well, because nobody's going to tell the American people that. But you can find the report up at the Internet. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on suddenly on the 10th of September, and you'd go to your search engine and type in New England Journal of Medicine or NEJM. NEJM. MF59 vaccine trial, or H1N1 vaccine trial, and you can get the information. And you can find out that they tested one vaccine, and then they're going to use another vaccine. I'd say that's dishonest, but that it's even more dishonest when they're setting out to destroy the minds of millions of American children. Well, let's go to Mark in Phoenix. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I have a bit of a sore throat on myself, but there's something that's very curious to me. I know I'm not a conspiratorial nut, but the U.S. media has always gone out of its way to interview every tyrant and anti-American madman there is in the world. But they're making no effort to interview Bin Laden. Now,
well, that's because Bin Laden's been dead for a long time.
I know, but nobody brings this up. If he was alive, first of all, CNN would give him his own show.
Well, he keeps coming up with these tapes, you know. And, of course, if you know, how do we know it's him? Well, the CIA says it's him. They wouldn't lie to us, would they? Of course they're lying about it. Anybody who has a search engine, just go up in the internet and type in, Bin Laden dead. And, everybody, certainly we have very reliable sources that say he's been dead for a long time. David Lee Griffin wrote a book recently, Bin Laden, Dead or Alive, and all the evidence suggests he died, shortly after the standoff at Tora Bora there. And here's a man who is on dialysis. How long do you think that you can maintain your life on dialysis in a cave in Pakistan? So it's all as phony as a $3 bill, but reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Go ahead there, Mark.
No, I agree with you. I was going to ask you about that. If he was on dialysis, how could he survive in the wilderness?
With great difficulty, I'll tell you. No, he's been dead for a long time, I'm certain.
And what effect would it be on the entire world if the truth were actually known?
Well, the thing is, how could we justify the war? I mean, we went there to get Bin Laden. George Bush promised to get him dead or alive, and we've never caught him. We have to keep fighting in Afghanistan. He's the symbol of the opposition, of Al-Qaeda. He is the bugaboo man. If you've ever read 1984, I think there was a fellow named Goldsmith, something like that. He was the enemy of Big Brother. And, of course, Bin Laden is the enemy of whoever is the President of the United States. And we have to keep fighting in Afghanistan because Bin Laden, who occurs repeatedly, at least we get a tape and we're told he sent this latest tape, and he sent a tape just at the most opportune time to get legislation through or to get us to vote for this candidate or that candidate. He comes out and attacks Bush. So we've got to get Bush reelected back in 2004. It's all as phony as a $3 bill. It's the wag the dog scenario. And when are the people going to wake up? Anything else, Mark? We got a couple of callers.
Yeah, just one other thing. Orly Tate's hearing is on Monday.
Well, Orly Tate is the lawyer is taking the case to the Supreme Court on whether or not Obama is really an American citizen, naturally born.
The hearing is on Monday in federal court as to whether she's going to be given discovery to find out from Hawaii if he really has a certificate. Obama's people are fighting this.
Why not just say, sir, he's a natural born citizen. We're not going to fight this thing because there's no question, but why do they keep spending all these millions of dollars fighting it if there's nothing to fight? Hey, thanks very much for calling, Mark. And let's go to Darren calling from Maryland. Hi, Darren. How are you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm first-time caller. I'm glad I caught your show on shortwave. My question is, and I also have a comment to make, is I served in the first Gulf War in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, you did. I hope you didn't get the Gulf War illness.
No, I'm very much aware of.
Oh, right. I mean, it was an experimental vaccine they gave to our boys. It ruined the lives of about 200,000, but after all, and they think that they're stupid, dumb animals to be used as guinea pigs, and they gave it to the vaccine aid of about 200,000 of them. And anybody wants the four tape set, we've got it. My interviews with the author of the book, Vaccine Aid, and we destroyed their lives. An awful lot of them are dead today.
Yeah, nothing. I know.
Do you have a question or comment there?
Yes, sir. With this whole, H1.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Two children, 5 and 2, and my son's 5, and I had him about the vaccines, and he had his first round of MMRs when he was younger, and then I started reading into vaccinations, and it's really hard to find the truth out there about whether there is mercury still stabilizing the shot, or if there isn't, they call it some aerosol. I didn't give him a second round.
I think that was very smart on your part.
And I haven't given my daughter any rounds of MMR. And I don't know. I mean, I love my children. I don't want them to be hurt anyway. But I really am trying to find the truth on what it is I should do, because there's, you know.
Let me suggest a little book. It's written by Neil Miller. It's called Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? I think it's $12.95. It's the best $12.95 you'll ever spend. Vaccines, are they safe and effective? And call us at 1-800-544-8927. Now, we've got a lot of other things on vaccines, but that's the simplest, most straightforward book you're going to find.
And what's the book called again?
Vaccines, are they safe and effective?
Okay. And then my second question is, I've been buying silver. I think it's a little bit better buy than gold. And I also don't like gold, because 3/4 of the world's gold is owned by 2% of the population, and silver is used in so many different things in industry, and I think the percentage that silver's gained is a lot better than the percentage that gold gained.
Yes, but one thing, you should have both. And the reason you should have both is because if you sell your silver, they're going to tax it as regular income, not as capital gain. And by the time you end up paying your capital, your regular tax on it, and the estate cut tax, they may take half of your profits. So basically, have both. I mean, because what are you going to do with your money when you sell it? What, you're better off to go from silver to gold. And so get both now. Don't just get one. Okay? I've got to let you go because we're out of time.
Then also one more question. When do you think our dollar is going to collapse? How much longer do you think we have?
I don't know, but I will tell you that the president of the World Bank said this last, his name is Robert Zolnick. He said, you know, that we're going to have another major currency. Robert Zolnick just happens, I want you to understand, by chance, to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, this little group of 80 men, about 90 men, who control America. And he has said the dollar is going to be replaced as the major reserve currency. So you can bet your bottom dollar, you can bet all your silver on that. Okay, God bless.
Thank you.
And we've got Bruce hanging on the line, but well, if he wants to hang on, we'll try to get to him at the beginning of the next hour. Right now, this is the time I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Then, of course, we want to mention we're having our all-day seminar on the 25th of October right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And if you can make it, we've got a great lineup. We'll be serving lunch. And certainly I'm very enthused by the number of people we've already had sign up. So if you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to talk about the most effective weapon I know that you can have in this battle. And it's not going to be a rifle or shotgun. It's going to be the truth. And I hate to say it, but I think one of the best and most effective tools is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which has influenced the lives of tens of thousands of people throughout the world because it's brought them into a personal relationship with our Lord. But it is not written, you know, in a preachy manner. It simply explains exactly what's going on. The book ordinarily sells at markets for $12.95, but for a suggested gift of $149.95, you can get 60 copies. $149.95 plus shipping. You can get 60 copies of the book, which is a little over $2 a book. We're going to do this. You, of course, won't get them until the book is reprinted. But if we can get 50 people, and we've already got a fair number of already, we've only been offering these for a short period of time, and we're getting offers. So if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. Because we are under attack today. And then, of course, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest, of course, this next hour is going to be Sharon Harris, but before we get to Sharon Hughes, I should say. Sharon Harris last hour, Sharon Hughes this hour. Let's go quickly to Bruce is calling Spokane. Sydney Bruce, do you have a quick question before we get to our guest?
Well, it's not for your guest. I was going to...
I'll give the sad news that Mr. Don Harkin, the editor of the Idaho Observer, died on the 19th of this month.
Oh, yes, we've heard that, and he said he was a great patriot.
He was an incredible patriot, and his work goes on. There's many of us are look forward to his newspaper because it's just a timeless article that he had published each month. The newspaper didn't go stale. He had very penetrating, in-depth stories. And I didn't know that you'd known that. But,
I did, but I appreciate so much you mentioning it. The Idaho Observer was a bright, shining light among a lot of the newspapers that I would be better off without. It's wonderful.
Oh, yes. He published Artificially Sweetened Times, and
right.
His wife is head of the Vaccination Liberation.
Right. I hope the newspaper will continue, even though we're not there. Anyway, thank you so much for doing that. And once again, was it Harkin?
Yes.
All right, God bless, and thanks so much for calling, Bruce.
Fine.
Well, let's get to our special guest this evening, who is Sharon Hughes. And Sharon has her own radio program, in fact. I sent me a pre-recorded program with her this today on her program. When will that program actually be aired, Sharon?
That's going to air next Wednesday, Doctor.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got this base besieged today with all of these requests and orders, and I thought, Sharon must have a tremendous listening on it. I can't believe that. Look at all these. And, of course, then I remembered it was pre-recorded. Maybe this was anticipation, but it was a great program. And Sharon certainly is trying to educate people about what's really going on and certainly what our obligation to be involved in this. And certainly her program is called Changing World Views. That's Changing World Views. So what would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I've been researching for quite a while now about the Obama administration, specifically the czars that he has. And there are, I'm sure your audience aware, some real radicals that he has brought on as special advisors to him, and some of the background and some of the policy worldviews of these individuals are enough to just make the hair go up on the back of your neck, especially when you hear it for the first time.
You're absolutely right. In fact, as I always like to say, you know, President Obama has more czars than the Romanovs had when they were ruling Russia. But and where is the authorization for this? Remember, the members of the president's cabinet have to be authorized and by the Senate. But the czars, these people who really have the authority in ruling things, are powers unto themselves, and this is the sort of thing that emperors and kings and dictators, of course, utilize, not presidents who represent the people. But go right ahead, Sharon. So tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, you know, I think it's important to maybe ask the question, when did this all start? And it actually started with Roosevelt. He was the first president to use czars in his administration, and they were, at that time, he actually called them dictators. Can you believe that? And they were in place to regulate certain parts of commerce and so forth. But when Nixon became president, he used czars as well, but he changed the name from dictators to czars, which, of course, I don't know how much of an improvement that is. But President Reagan had one. He had the drug czar. President George H.W. Bush had one. That was also the drug czar. Clinton had three. George W. Bush had four. But President Obama has almost 40, and he's only been in office, about 9 months now?
Well, you have to understand, I'm sure you do, that the same forces are behind all the others, certainly behind Obama, and he would not be running this as he is, unless, of course, he had the support of the establishment. We'll be right back with Sharon. Well, Sharon, you go right ahead. Certainly, I'm concerned about the centralization of power in Washington, D.C., but Obama really is not independent at all. I mean, he was picked, he was put in power by the establishment, and he is carrying out their directives. So if he were to act independently, why, he would take a trip to Dallas, and that would be the end of Obama. So unfortunately, these people are not nice people, and they do eliminate their opponents, and So there's so much at stake now. I think, of course, the why this is so significant is we're moving rapidly into a dictatorship, and the powers that be intend that to happen at this time in history. And I share your concern. How are we going to get the American people to realize that we are rapidly losing our freedom?
Well, I think shows such as yourself, yours and mine and others, just trying to continue to get the word out, the truth about what's going on. You know, I had a very interesting guest on my show today, Dean Davis, who's written a book called The Test. And he talks about the test meaning how much do you love truth. And I thought about that quite a bit. You know, I think it gets down to that. People, if people love the truth, if they have a love for the truth, then they'll be willing to search it out, seek it out, be willing to embrace it when they hear it. But if you don't love the truth, you're just going to be like, you know, today's postmodern generation that says, oh, well, there are no absolutes. And so we can just, you know, let others live their life and we'll live ours and forget about it. But you know what? If you don't believe in absolutes, then you can't believe in truth, because truth is absolute.
You are absolutely right, and that's one of the things they want. They want us to believe that there are no absolutes, other than the fact that there's absolutely no absolutes. But there is an absolute, and there is an absolute, and it all has to do with God. It has, in fact, this whole battle that we're involved in has to do with this eternal battle between light and darkness, between God and Satan, began in the Garden of Eden. But we are living at the most exciting time in history, because I believe we're living very close to the culmination of that battle, and I don't know whether I will see it fulfilled during my lifetime, because, as you know, I'm 80 years of age, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. In fact, one reason I'd rather stay around here, I've lived a full life, But I want to see what's going to happen. And I think that we're going to witness in this next few years cataclysmic events unparalleled in the history of our nation, perhaps unparalleled in the history of any nation.
Well, you know, my listeners and the audiences that I speak to when I give speeches, they want to know, well, are these czars constitutional? And, you know, if I can just line out a few.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Sharon Hughes. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Sharon Hughes, who has her own radio program and has her own ministry. And she is just commenting that, certainly on her radio program, and when she gives talks, people ask, are these czars that President Obama has appointed, are they constitutional? And so what do you tell them, Sharon?
Well, first of all, I tell them that these czars are first presidential assistants or advisors, and they may be hired without FBI background checks or Senate confirmations. They, of course, serve at the pleasure of the president, but they almost enjoy total immunity from any accountability to Congress. They're not appointed or vetted by Congress, and even Supreme Court decisions have immunized them from having to reply to any kind of subpoenas from Congress. This just permits the White House to bypass executive departments and the laws that regulate them and the transparency required by them in order to do the president's will. And one really important thing, Obama's czars so far oversee billions of U.S. tax dollars.
Well, of course, most of what goes on in Washington, D.C., is unconstitutional, because these people hate the Constitution. This is all about power and control. And yeah, this is what our founding fathers feared, that, as Thomas Jefferson said, you know, if little by little, day by day, all power is eventually centralized in Washington, D.C., we will have a government as venal as that from which we just recently separated. And they feared what is happening today. They knew it would happen. We have a constitution. It is the law of our land. And it doesn't matter that they've infiltrated the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter that they've infiltrated every branch of government. And they are violating our constitution. Every one of them is sworn to uphold the constitution, but more than that, every member of the military is sworn to uphold the Constitution, not to support the government, but to uphold the Constitution. And I just hope that the members of our military and the members of really the loyal members of our government, and we do have a visible government, but then we have an invisible government, a very dark and evil force. But I do hope that the people who are part of the visible government and our military and certainly our law enforcement remember, they have an obligation to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we've got an awful lot of domestic enemies of our Constitution in every branch of government today.
Well, you know, on our show, which if your listeners are interested, our website is changingworldviews.com, and of course you can listen to the shows online. We have them archived there. But could I tell you about a few of these czars that I'm most concerned about? We obviously can't talk about all of them.
Well, you just go right ahead because you are the guest, and I want you to go ahead and tell us everything you've learned.
Okay, so let's just talk about the car czar for a minute, who's Ron Blum. But before Ron Blum, it was Steve Ratner. And what do we need to know about him? I don't know if your listeners, I'm sure they're probably aware of the fact that under Ratner, we had the Cash for Clunkers program. But what was even more concerning about that, and I think Glenn Beck was the first to expose it, was that when the dealerships would go on the computer to hook up to the Cash for Clunkers or the cars.gov website to say, okay, I've got a client here that wants to turn in their clunker and buy a new car, coming up on the screen would be the words, and I'll just paraphrase, basically, your computer, everything on it is now the property of the federal government, and it will be available to government people in the federal government, both domestic and foreign. Now, I've paraphrased that, but I kid you not, that was there. And, of course, as soon as that was exposed, that was scrubbed from the website. But what we don't know, and I doubt, is whether the software was disconnected so that when these websites were connected, the whatever kind of software they had that would garner the information off of the computer and not just about cars, you know, I think that's still in place. And that's pretty, you know, scary. Very scary. And then the other thing I would
Could I comment on that?
Yes.
Basically, you know, the average American has never wondered, how does the Internet work? I mean, we sit there and I'm amazed that, you know, I go to my search engine and ask my computer a question. The answer's right there instantaneously. I can communicate with people all around the world instantaneously. I can get the news. I can get the precious metal quotes. I get all of these things instantaneously. Isn't that miraculous? And nobody ever asked how it works.
Right.
Well, I will tell you how it works. It is actually a product of the National Security Agency, a super secret government intelligence gathering agency that is monitoring every one of our emails, every one of our faxes, every one of our conversations. They have this all stored in massive vaults. Everything you have ever written on the Internet is available to the government, and they actually monitor this with computers. But you know, if they want to know what you said, you know, on Friday the 13th of the year 2007, they have that all cataloged away. There's not one person in 100,000 in America who understands. This is all cataloged and run through the NSA, and it is for the entire world. We're monitoring every fax and every email and every telephone call in the whole world. So, yes, certainly it's rather frightening when you think of they're monitoring, you know, the computers for the Cash for Clunkers deal. But this is so enormous for anybody who wants to check it out. It's Project Echelon, Echelon. Echelon, go up on the Internet, check it out, and you'll find a lot of disinformation. You'll find some very good information. Check James Bovard's information. He's a very, very reliable source, James Bovard. And understand that they don't believe in our laws. They violate them with impunity. And since nobody knows what's going on, why, of course, they will continue. Go right ahead.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit more about Ratner here, but along the lines of what you're saying, just recently we've been getting all kinds of emails of how the government now has ordered the surveillance of whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or any of those kinds of websites or emails, they are clearly looking for anything that anybody is posting or reposting or sending links to that has to do with Obama. And, of course, there was all the flack that came down when President Obama had the, what was it, the Health and Human Services, I think it was, where they sent out and they said, let us know, they actually have it on the government website, let us know if you see anything fishy, quote-unquote, that's being said about Obama's health care plan, any emails or websites. So he was asking the American people to report on one another. It's absolutely unheard of, unprecedented. I mean, maybe this stuff has been going on behind the scenes, but to be up front and have it posted on the government website is, well, it's unprecedented.
Well, you know, I think it was so interesting recently, about 2 days ago, why someplace on Facebook a question came up there. Should President Obama be assassinated? Yes, no, maybe, something of the sort. And of course, caused quite a ruckus, and it was taken down. But as my son said, it's probably put up by the Secret Service. Certainly, we know that, of course, a lot of these places that you go up on the Internet, and you can pull down how to build a bomb. Some poor, not very bright Afghan a person to come to America from Afghanistan, went to this website and pulled out all this information on how to build a bomb. They put these websites up there and tell you how to build a bomb. They probably don't give you all the information. They want to see who wants to know how to build a bomb. I know 45 years ago was the first time I had counted up. One of my friends, I had a gun magazine. There was an ad run there saying, would you like to know how to build a silencer? So he answered it. He was a physician, a urologist here in Santa Cruz, where I live. That was put in by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to find out who wanted to build a silencer. And, of course, he got a visit from his friendly federal agent. So understand that so much of the information out there, certainly most of the extremist movement, the white Aryan movement, certainly the Christian identity movement, some of the right-wing extremist bank robbers, the Ku Klux Klan, the Communist Party, certainly all funded by the American FBI, other intelligence agencies, the militia organization here in the United States that was so popular a few years ago, all funded by the government to create a controlled opposition. You always want to control the opposition. The anti-war movement during the Vietnam War, so many of the movements, certainly the battle in Seattle that we saw, the recent demonstrations in Pittsburgh, all actually staged by our own government. In fact, Alex Jones has some amazing information there that some of the major provocateurs were actually police who went there to confront the police to create the confrontation you saw on television.
Wow, very interesting. Well, I want to say something about police in just a minute in regards to Van Jones, but let me just get this out here about Steve Rattner. He, as I said, the car czar. When all this came down and the government decided we needed to bail out Chrysler and GM because they were, quote, in dire financial straits and all of that came down, it's very interesting that initially the national media reported that Chrysler had made up the list of dealerships that were going to be closed down. Remember that? But the Washington Examiner, Newsmax, Fox News, and a host of other news agencies and online sites discovered that the list of dealerships was put together by the Automotive Task Force, which was headed by Rattner. But the plot even thickens because actually there's a very interesting pattern as to who, which one was closed down. Of the 789 dealerships closed by the federal government, 788 had donated money exclusively Republican political causes.
Well, obviously, serving right. They lost their dealerships. They lost their fortunes. They lost their livelihood. You better watch what you're doing now because, of course, we're moving into an increasingly autocratic dictatorship in America. And, I mean, people lost literally millions of dollars, and I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We are moving away from freedom towards fascism. Once you understand that, why, understand, but it's not just Democrat, Republican. They control both sides, and we'll be back in just a moment with Sharon Hughes. Well, Sharon, you go right ahead.
Well, anyway, just one other thing that's important to know.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
There's a crisis coming. Pick up the story. That sounds fascinating. I haven't heard that part of it.
Yeah, well, it was, as you said, Emmanuel who said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. And then Van Jones said, who was the Green Czar, might I humbly suggest Noah and his wife? Why Noah? Because there is a crisis coming. There has got to be an ark. It's got to be able to accommodate diversity on a massive scale. So, you know, I don't know what he's talking about there, except when you go back in to look at his whole population control and his views on the environment. I mean, he even refers to animals as our brother and sister species, and he talks about worshiping Mother Earth. So, you know, this is not your mainstream American on, you know, Obama's staff here.
But, of course, what you're talking about is certainly somebody who is not simply a communist or but he is deeply involved in the occult. This is occult verbiage. And until people begin to realize that behind the communist movement and the fascist movement and the people who really run our world, and I'm talking now of the people of great wealth that control the banking, there are powerful occult forces that really do believe that, you know, certainly animals and humans are on the same level. In fact, a lot of them think that animals are better than, than humans. In fact, they may be right, because chickens will not eat, you know, genetically modified corn. They're a lot smarter than most Americans are. But go right ahead, Sharon.
Well, every time you say that makes me laugh. Well, that leads into the next, though, I want
to
talk.
You have to laugh once in a while.
You have to, or you go crazy, you know. The next, though, I wanted to talk about is the regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, and he believes just what you were talking about. He has suggested, quote, that animals should be permitted to bring suit with human beings as their representatives against people in our civil court system. Now, of course, it's ridiculous because of, you know, it's just ridiculous. But he has said that also that an adult dog or horse is more rational than a baby and should therefore be granted similar rights. And he also has likened animals that are owned by humans to slaves. And he also said that fetuses use women. This guy, Cass Sunstein, is pretty radical. I mean, he is over the top in terms of one of the ones that I think he just got accepted. He should be out now, just like Van Jones. And not only that, get this, you may, some of your listeners may be aware, but he's pushing for a new Bill of Rights as part of an effort to change interpretation of the Constitution, and he's calling for this by the year 2020. And I'm sure your listeners are probably very well informed, like many of ours are, but for those that don't know, actually FDR had something called the Unfinished Revolution and why we need it more than ever, according to Cass Sunstein. In other words, FDR wanted a new Bill of Rights. He had a new Bill of Rights. He never got anywhere with it, but Cass Sunstein is calling for bringing it forward again so that he's hoping by the year 2020 we'll have that. And not only does he want a new Bill of Rights, but he also wants what he's calling a judicial minimalism, one that also gives the democratic process wide room to maneuver.
Fascinating. Well, we live in amazing times, so go right ahead.
Okay. Some of the rights that of this new Bill of Rights that Cass Sunstein wants is calling for, and see if your listeners think these are rights. Number one, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care and opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment, and the right to good education.
Well, I mean, that's very interesting. Of course, we know very well what they plan for the elderly because we know what Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, he's the one of the leaders of the medical movement, a chief advisor to President Obama. He's on the Federal Council for, certainly, I believe it's the comparative cooperative you know, research evaluation or cooperative research anyway, they basically want to do away with Hippocratic Oath. They don't want doctors to look after the patients. They want to kill off the elderly. I mean, this man who is the brother of Rahm Emanuel is a supporter of Kevorkian. So that will certainly solve the elderly problem. They're not going to have to worry when you get to be old, because they're going to kill you.
Wow.
And these people have no human compassion. They're in violation of everything within the Judeo-Christian religion, because they hate God.
Interesting.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I go right ahead.
Well, just one other thing I think it's important to bring out about Cass Sunstein, Dr. Stan, and for your listeners, we write about this. I have done, you know, extensive shows on my own radio show at Changing World Views on this, but one thing that I think is important is that Cass Sunstein also has advocated a policy under which the government would, quote, presume that someone has consented to having his or her organs removed for transplantation into somebody else when they die, unless the person has explicitly indicated that his or her organs should not be taken. So under such a policy, hospitals would harvest or could harvest organs from people who never gave permission for this to be done. And he's written 35 books, by the way, and in one of his books, actually, of 2008, a book called Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness, Sunstein argues that the main reason that more people do not donate their organs is because they are required to choose donation, and that another major obstacle to increasing organ donations is that there's the need to get the consent of the surviving family members. So I don't know what that's all about, why he's pushing to get, you know, people's organs without them giving agreement for it, but it's all radical to me.
Well, they used to get sort of like the grave robberies of old, but you have to understand what's so difficult for most people to believe is these people have a different worldview. They don't think there's anything special about human beings. They don't believe that God made human beings, each one a unique and novel individual, made in the image and likeness of God. They believe that man can create a utopian society and that all they need is power over the lives of others. And basically, of course, what we're looking at is a situation of moral anarchy, and of course this will end up with terrible, terrible consequences. And it all goes really back to when they took God and prayer out of our schools, and they infiltrated our seminaries, our religious ceremonies, seminaries, and they began to change the teachings of the church and change the doctrines of Christianity. And of course, they've done an excellent job of destroying the moral fabric and foundation of our society. What's wrong with harvesting organs? What's wrong with killing the elderly when they're not productive? Wouldn't they be happier not living? Certainly, let the government decide who lives, who dies. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Sharon Hughes. And Sharon, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can certainly get your material, and how they can actually listen to your radio programs.
Well, thank you very much. Very simple, changingworldviews.com. And also our Friday edition of the show is Woman Talk, and we have a website, womantalk.us, where I have two co-hosts that come on, and I believe you know Deborah Ray. She's from Washington State. She's written the book, The ABCs of Globalisms and The ABC of Culturalisms. She's my co-host, and then I have Audrey Russo from New York. She's a Messianic Jew, and together the three of us talk about the issues from a woman's point of view, and we have a good time doing that, and our hope is to reach young women and young mothers that are so busy raising their children, but to cause women to not only become educated on the issues, but to not be afraid to get engaged in their schools and, you know, in their neighborhoods, and be able to talk about the issues and feel like they can do something about the issues. So changingworldviews.com. We have a daily radio program. It's only a half hour, but we pack it full, an hour's worth of information in a half hour. And we're just starting out here. We're not seasoned like you are and have the ability to have long shows, but we do bring on experts on the show, and we try to give the cream. We go through tons of information. We do a lot of research and just try to give, you know, a snapshot on the issues with the kind of news that people can use and feel at least that they've got, you know, some information, and then we give them resources on our website. We've got an issues library and all of that that elaborates on the topics we talk about on the show.
All right, fine. Well, certainly Deborah Ray's one of my favorite, my very favorite people, and I hope you give her my best. She's a wonderful, lovely woman.
Yes.
She's written a wonderful book, The ABCs of Globalism, which we carry, and she has another book, The ABCs of Culturalism, a brilliant woman who loves the Lord. Well, yeah. So now how can they listen to your radio programs? Is it all the outlets are
yes.
listening
well, our
there?
Our flagship station is KDIA AM 1640, and that's heard all the way. We're in Richmond, but it goes all the way to Sacramento, all the way down to Santa Cruz. So AM 1640, and that's at 4:30 p.m. every day, except Thursday, or, of course, you can listen online, changingworldviews.com. Just click on the microphone, and there's all the links there of how you can listen online or listen to the broadcast archive as well.
All right, fine. Well, that's a good station, and so you need a flagship station, then you build from there, and I just about anything I can do to help you in a way of making suggestions why you let me know.
Thank you.
Anyway, you want to continue with your discussion
yes,
of the czars.
Let me tell you, there's at least three more I want to talk about if we have time, but let me talk about the science czar, John Holdren. Not only is he a global warming ideologue, but he also favors population control, and he has called for forced sterilizations and abortions, and something that he calls a comprehensive planetary regime that would have the power to influence human reproduction restrictions. In other words, he says, quote, there exists ample authority under which population growth could be regulated. It has been concluded that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis became sufficiently severe to endanger the society. And he also, along these lines, in a book that he has written with Paul Ehrlich, the book's called The Population Bomb, and he advocates an international police force to ensure, quote, the strategies are carried out of what I just talked about, this planetary regime. And he also has recommended that a continued decline in fertility to well below replacement should be encouraged with the aim of achieving zero population growth before the year 2000, which, of course, is past, but that was what he had written in that book. So he.
Well, I think people need to know that they're actually doing that. They're poisoning our population. The male sperm count has declined all over the world. And, I mean, one of that bits down 50%. Of course, it decreases fertility and the birth of children. How did they do it? They did it with the vaccines. The mercury in the vaccines they're giving throughout the world severely decreases fertility. They know that. But it not only decreases fertility in one generation, but in subsequent generations. Nobody has ever asked why it is that Bill Gates, who is totally committed to population control and, of course, is deeply involved with the occult, but nobody will mention that, but certainly his foundation funds the loosest, one of the subsidiaries, one of the front organizations for the Lucis Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Bill Gates is funding this vaccine program for, you know, the little black and little brown children throughout the world. Now, why would somebody who, you know, believes in population control be wanting to fund, you know, something that would keep the little black children and the brown children alive? I mean, yeah, they seem to be at two odds. One, you want to get rid of them, and the other one, you want to give them something for their health. Or maybe you really don't want something for their health. Maybe you want to destroy their fertility and their minds and their educational system. Mercury is a deadly poison for which there is no safe level. And we give it to our children in America and throughout the world. And incidentally, this coming flu season, the CDC wants to give not one but four shots to every child starting at the age of 6 months of age when they know it won't do any good. The vaccines have absolutely no effect on children until they get to be at least 2 years of age because their immune system hasn't developed yet. But they want to start at 6 months and then, of course, again at a year and then at 2 years. And this year, they want to take not only the two shots of the mercury-laden H1N1 vaccine, but two shots of the regular seasonal vaccine,
yeah.
So it'll do the maximum amount of harm. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're destroying the lives of our children. And where is the outrage?
Yes.
Where is the outrage? Go right ahead.
Well, and if I can just kind of piggyback on that, the same thing is true with the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood neighborhood has. Most of its clinics are consolidated in the inner cities where, you know, the minorities live, and they have targeted. We know Margaret Sanger has said that. She had the radical view that we need to get rid of, you know, the Negroes are weeds, and we need to get rid of them. So, you know, why haven't the black leaders, if I can say that, risen up and said, you know, there's something not right about this? The silence is deafening.
There is the most amazing new DVD. It's called MAFA. It's all about black genocide in America. And it is one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen. And when I get back, give me a call and we'll put you in touch with the people you want to have on your program. It's put out by a pro-life group. But it simply goes into the planned black genocide. Now, it doesn't get into, of course, the water fluoridation, which just targets blacks, or AIDS, which targets blacks, or malaria, which targets blacks, because they want to kill off the black population. They're doing a pretty good job of it in Africa and right here in America, where over half, or almost half, of all the AIDS patients are black. Almost half of all the AIDS patients are black. Almost half of those who've died here in the United States are black, and they only make up 12 or 13% of the population. How could that be? Why, of course, they've been targeted for death. And where is the outrage? Why don't Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan speak up? Why, they are the finest black leaders that money could buy, and they are there not to reveal the truth, but to conceal it and to betray it. And the same thing is true with Obama. He has no loyalty to the black. He's simply using them. And we need the black people, the good black people of this country, the God-fearing black people of this country. We've got to join together with them. We've got to sound the alarm. And this DVD, I just saw it a couple of weeks ago, called MAFA. One of the most powerful things I've ever seen. But go right ahead.
Well, you know, there are so many things in this, shall we just say, Obama's worldview that contradicts your, my worldview, I think, and probably I'm trusting your listening audience and mine. You know, when I think about the abortion issue, you know, he said on the campaign trail that if his daughter got pregnant, he wouldn't want her punished with a baby. That's how he views that whole thing. And so he has said that he told the people at FOCA, you know, that we're going to make sure that at Planned Parenthood, we're going to make sure that FOCA is passed. And but not only that, the person that he appointed as his safe schools czar, okay, and is Kevin Jennings. Now, Kevin Jennings is the founder of GLSEN, which is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. This is the organization that is on thousands of school campuses, junior high and high school campuses across America, and is the vehicle of educating our kids about homosexuality. And they're the ones that push to have counselors on every, you know, school board so that kids can come and talk to them. Well, when he was the principal, he counseled a 15-year-old boy who came to him to talk about a relationship that he had with an adult man that he met in a bus station. And instead of reporting the man to the authorities, because this is a minor, he told the boy, just be sure to use a condom. And this is not hype, and this is true, because there are audio clips of Kevin Jennings saying this, where he's telling a group of one of the gay advocacy groups that this is what he did. Now, this is just one example of another example, I should say, of those that President Obama has surrounded himself as advisors.
Well, all I can say is, fortunately, the vast majority of the American people are still good people, God-fearing people. What we need to do is get them educated and incensed and outraged, and willing, of course, to commit themselves, and hopefully, of course, if they don't already have a relationship with the Lord, to come into a relationship with the Lord, because the only thing that's going to save America is a massive revival. For those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants.
Yes. Well, you know, we could go on and on. There's 40-some of them, but I thought that it might be interesting to also bring out some of the folks that are professed here in America as socialists, as communists, that supported Barack Obama as he ran for office and continue to support him. For instance, a socialist professor, his name is Manning Mirabel. He's a professor and founding director of the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University. He has strong ties with Obama's radical associates, including the Weatherman terrorist Bill Ayers. But he said this, quote, many of the people working with President Obama are Marxists or socialists with backgrounds in the Communist Party. And what makes Obama different is that he has also been a community organizer. He has read left literature, including my works, and he understands what socialism is. A lot of people working with him are indeed socialists with backgrounds in the Communist Party or as independent Marxists. And this Columbia professor, Manning Mirabel, also was a founding member of the Socialist New Party, of which Obama was a member of. There's WorldNet Daily and other organizations have found the documentation where Obama was this in his young years. And the New Party sought to elect members to public office with the aim of moving the Democrat Party far left, even more left than it was, to ultimately form a new political party with a socialist agenda. So I thought that was interesting to bring out for folks that are not aware. It's not even hidden. Again, it's up front. People are talking about it.
Well, what we need to do is hope these people become incensed and they will begin to recognize what's going on and be able to look beyond the obvious to an understanding of the spiritual significance of what Sharon is saying. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, go on. What about some of the other other czars that we have?
Other czars. Well, can I just tell you about Sam Webb first?
Sure, you can tell us about Sam Webb.
Sam Webb is the Communist Party chief here in the United States, and he said that Barack Obama is a friend of the left who will make important changes to the U.S., including a hoped-for trillion-dollar stimulus package, as well as a reconfiguring of the role and function of the American government. A reconfiguring of the role and function of the American government and corporations to favor working people. So that's Sam Webb, who also declared that the U.S. is, you know, on the road to socialism because of Barack Obama. So, you know, and there's more. I could go on, but I think this one is important as well because it's for people that may not be that aware of what's going on or even aren't connecting the dots of what's going on in terms of the attack against those that have, shall I say, our worldview or the right-wing worldview. But a gentleman by the name of Norman Markowitz, who is a Rutgers University history professor, in an article entitled The Communist Party's Political Affairs, and that was in a magazine by the same name, he said, for the people who elected Obama and the increased Democratic majority, change we can believe in isn't about bailouts or for corporations and banks. It isn't about wearing American flag pins on your lapel. It is about ending the post-World War II policies that led for the long-term stagnation and decline of the labor movement. And we can't forget how big the labor movement, what a big part that is with the whole socialist communist movement. But this is the point I wanted to say, quote I wanted to read. The right-wing propaganda machine will scream socialism, and that is also a good thing, Markowitz says, because the more socialism comes to be identified with real policies that raise the standard of living and improve the quality of life for the working class and the whole people, the more socialism will be looked at seriously. And once America learns to accept socialism as a good thing, the country can more easily be pulled even further. The stronger left that follows the tradition of the Communist Party in its unbreakable commitment to a socialist future and to educating people about the value and necessity of socialist policies in the present could follow. So, of course, they have an agenda. Here's their own words. They're outwardly endorsing Obama, and we're seeing it. I mean, I get on Facebook, for instance, and I even get emails from folks that say, well, what's wrong with socialism? You know, it's compassionate. And it just shows you that this younger generation just has been indoctrinated, I think, in our education system and our culture to not understand what we're dealing with.
Well, I agree with that. I remember when I first became aware there was a problem, you know, of 47 years ago. And suddenly, you know, I knew communism was bad, but what was wrong with socialism?
Yeah.
What's wrong with helping people? What's wrong with trying to make a better society? And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. The problem is when the government does it, why, of course, what you're doing is destroying the concepts that made America great, and that was limiting the power of the government so men could be free, and centralizing power in government. And then who's going to control the government? The very capitalists and wealthy people you've been opposing. That's how the system really works. It's about time people realized.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
1958 by the Council for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax exam foundations. This was known as the Reese Committee. The committee met 1954, 1955. Now, here's a book written 55 years ago. Why do I talk about it? Well, because this book transformed my life. I mean, I kept asking the same question so many good people are asking today, what's wrong with socialism? And then, of course, I read this book. And basically it talks about how the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the other great tax-exempt foundations are financing socialism. Why? They're the people the socialists oppose. I mean, the socialists oppose these people of great wealth who are the robber barons. But you see, the socialists are being funded by the very people they oppose. It's the old bait and operation. The Book Foundation is a power and influence. We've kept it in power for many years. It's available through Radio Liberty. We recommend it strongly. We get a great four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. It's a four-CD set. But I want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is certainly listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We want you to remember that we're having an all-day conference here in the Central Coast of California. It's going to be on October 25th, and if you can make it, going to have a great lineup of speakers, but of course, certainly, we're serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. And then we want to remind you that you need a weapon in this battle that will explain what's really going on, not only what's going on philosophically, communism is bad, Marxism is bad, but the forces behind communism and Marxism. Why would the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and Andrew Carnegie and Henry Ford and the Rockefellers all support communism and socialism? Well, you need to understand how it all fits together and the spiritual forces that energize this movement. And that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. If you haven't read it, shame on you. You need to get a copy, or you can watch the talk from which the book actually came. It's available on the Internet at radioliberty.com. But we hope many of you out there would want to help us get that book back in print again. It's been, I think, 9th to 10th printing. We need to get it back in print. And we can give you the best deal you've ever had. And the book ordinarily sells for a suggested price of $12.95, but you can get 60 books, a little over $2 a book, for a suggested price of $14.95, plus the shipping. And, of course, you won't get them until they're printed, but if you put in your order now, we won't put your Visa card in until we're all set to go, but we can find 50 people. We've all got it, already got about 10% pledged. And this has only started a couple of days ago. But this is a great weapon. You can sell the books if you want to. You can give them away. You can lend them. You can start having a weapon to educate people about the dark spiritual forces and the secret societies, because they are secret societies, here in the United States. And it will explain to you not that the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of schools, but why did the Supreme Court take God and prayer out of our schools? That had nothing to do with the wall of separation between church and state. There are facts that you will never read elsewhere. This is an important book. It's simple. It's easy to read. It's got great poetry in it. I didn't write any of it, but it's a very readable book that will help you convince others and members of your family. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our webpage is radioliberty.com. But hopefully you'll want to get a case of books. You'll come to our conference. You'll tell others about what's going on, because we're going to lose America. We're going to lose America and be enslaved. And we deserve to, unless we're willing to stand up and fight with the truth.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 30th of September Power Hour program 2009. Thank you for joining us today. Yes, we've got more on the news and what is happening in Montana. The story gets creepier and creepier the more we learn about it. I want to thank Kimberly Donnelly for doing a lot of research on this subject. We need to talk about Montana. And I'm hoping that there will be some people calling in that might want to confirm just what we've been talking about. It's already been confirmed, unfortunately. It is too real. That's the sad part. It is too real, ladies and gentlemen. And that means it is time to resist. There is no reason why they should be putting that kind of police facility in, within the public domain without the public wanting it or allowing it. It is just absolutely atrocious. In other news, swine flu, oh, they're ramping it up. They are ramping it up all over the world with reports. It's increasing everywhere. There was a revolt in New York City yesterday. We talked about it. It was bigger than we thought it was going to be. It even hit the front page of Drudge Report saying, not no, but heck no, we're not going to take that vaccine. Hundreds, if not thousands, probably turned out for it. The military, though, you are in the grips of those that want you to have this vaccine, and I don't know how you're going to get out. Because within 5 to 10 days, or 7 to 10 days, you will be getting the vaccine, without question. Very few reasons why someone will not be given the vaccine. In other words, very few exemptions for this. CNN questioning the fusion centers. Well, it's about time. Maybe Fox could do the same thing. Fusion centers, are you on the list? I think you'll be surprised at how many fusion centers there are and what they're doing. Major 8.4 earthquake in Tonga, Samoa. Also, it's been declared a disaster area in American Samoa. Know what the winter prediction is going to be? Well, I'll tell you. If you're watching Glenn Beck yesterday, he was absolutely chiding the New York Times for not covering certain stories. He even put up a blackboard, old-fashioned blackboard, if you will, and said, they're not covering this story.